DW Africa Link.
Ghana and Nigeria have enjoyed a friendly rivalry across many spheres, from jollof rice and football to music. Each December, this rivalry takes on a new dimension with the Dirty December tourism drive. But who started it? Who does it best? And who will keep it going?
I would completely say Nigeria owns Dirty December. Uh-huh. And I'm saying that because the origin of the word in itself was a concert by Mr. Easy, I think, in 2016, thereabout.
Dirty December was popularized by Ghanaian creative. He actually invented it. Music personality Meister. He used it as a playful way to describe how dirty, you know, dirty meaning intense, lively, and an unforgettable way of partying.
We have this and more coming up shortly. Stay tuned. I'm Ajuate Nkrumah Domina, and you're welcome to Africa Link, the podcast that connects you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
Dirty December, spelled D-E-T-T-Y, not D-I-R-T-Y, has become synonymous with fun, excitement, and the ultimate end-of-year party. The term dirty, slang for letting loose, captures a whirlwind of festivals, concerts, star-studded events, pop-up markets, beach parties, and weddings, all happening back-to-back to attract Africa's diaspora to both Ghana and Nigeria. Now, while Ghana has recently moved away from the term dirty in its December promotions, the friendly rivalry with Nigeria remains strong. So who is doing Dirty December better? And for this, we're joined by Eskin White. He's a Ghanaian media and entertainment analyst. He's also the programs manager for YFM in Ghana. We also have DW's Nigeria correspondent, Abiodun Jamil. Welcome the both of you to Africa Link.
Thank you, Ajua. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. I'll begin with you, Eskin, because you have been having a lot of conversations about Dirty December with industry players, especially, you know, during this Christmas. First of all, when we say Dirty December, what exactly are we talking about? And why has it become such a big deal in Ghana and for Nigeria as well?
Thank you very much, Ajua, for that great question. So pretty much in simple terms, Dirty December is a phrase that captures the energy, it captures the celebration, the festive spirit that happens here in Ghana during the final month of the year, which is December. Now, it's not just about parties or nightlife like people, you know, always think. It actually reflects the homecoming spirit. It reflects our cultural gatherings as a nation. Embodies family reunions, you know, highlights tourism experiences, music, the food, music, basically everything. And it boils down to the return of Ghanaians and the diaspora back home. When we say home, we mean Ghana. So just to give a little backstory on the term itself, Dirty December was popularized by Ghanaian creative. He actually invented it. Music personality Meister. He used it as a playful way to describe how dirty, you know, dirty meaning intense, lively, and an unforgettable way of partying. Now, the celebrations can get into all these zones. And so he basically coined this word to represent all that. And then a caught fire in Nigeria became a thing in Ghana. We held it very well during the year of return and made it a thing. And so since then, it's grown into a cultural phrase that basically signals an entire season of festivity, which I can break down into smaller bits in the course of the conversation.
Exactly. We'll get into the smaller bits shortly. But I am sure Abiodun does not agree with the fact that this is December.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Abiodun, let's hear you. What do you think? Nigerians have a whole different concept on how this started. Tell us.
Yeah, mostly during December, few days before Christmas, let's say December 15th or earlier, it's when you know, young people you know, take time, it's just like you said, that take time to, you know, unwind from the travel that comes with the year. We have relatives traveling from one part of the country to the other to visit their loved ones, and then we have, you know, Nigerians in diaspora coming back home to unite with their people. because there were a lot of cultural festival, cultural and social, you know, activities where people gathered, had fun, go to concerts, you know, enjoy themselves. And I think I would disagree with the assumption that it was coined by a Ghanaian. We had Mr. Izzy who discussed on his platform that he was the first one to actually trademark the time Dirty December when he was trying to, you know, organize a concert in Lagos. So it's a whole lot of activities for Nigeria within this period. And apart from that, just we also have that period is also, you know, usher in a strong sense that the culture, you know, nightlife, the styles, we can say that Ghana actually packaged it, you know, neatly and marketed it, you know, globally. But Nigeria so much enjoyed the seasons, and for now, trademark and highlight the season, especially when it comes to the music life, the nightlife, the stars that comes into the country. And even right now, we still have, you know, most, you know, foreign nationals that have now come back to the country to just enjoy the moment. I mean, as of last year, 30 December, Lagos State alone accrued almost about $71 million as revenue during this period. So you know how big it is in Nigeria compared to Ghana.
Well, that is a point to debate. And unfortunately for you, we have two Ghanaians on this podcast. I'm sorry to you, Abiodun. I'm very sure that Eskin will have something to say about that. But in terms of revenue, Abiodun mentions the revenue that Nigeria, Lagos alone, you know, got from Dirty December. We also know that somewhere in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, when Ghana was, you know, holding this very well. I remember in 2022, there was a time where there was back-to-back. You have Afrochella, you have Afro Nation, you have Dirty Rave. There was so much to do and there was so much fun. Erskine, do you think that Ghana is raking in the needed revenue from this whole Dirty December thingy?
I think yes. And before I continue, let me make a quick correction there. We still have it. I think in your delivery there, you mentioned that when we had it, it's a fault we still hold. And when it comes to the figures, in terms of revenue, Ghana raked in a lot. We made a lot of money in 2019. Now, the Ghana Tourism Authority puts out the figures yearly, linking it to numbers, okay? Let me look at the numbers that poured in December 2019, 116,438 new arrivals. Now, in terms of global revenue, there was about $3.3 billion from tourism, and Ghana made about 15% based on information I had online out of this money on revenue for tourism alone.
But that also largely had to do with the year of return that was being launched in 2019. So not necessarily linked to Dirty December, but in 2019.
It was all a part of that. I mean, let me break this down. When we say December in Ghana, when we speak about tourism, it largely covers a lot of aspects that people don't look at. Events, all these parties and concepts that are curated for people who are coming from the diaspora. It was basically a concept that was sold to them. And so right from that spot, the Dirty term had already evolved. The year of return was basically to bring people back home. It was an idea that had already been established, it existed, but it was just very much amplified to the world market in 2019, all thanks to it. And I would gladly, you know, attribute it to things like Dirty December. You know, there was a new vibe to it because usually people would come home and they would visit the tourist sites, go to the castles and the rest, but then in centralizing the fun and making the experience better for them, things like Dirty December came in to pretty much strengthen our force as an economy when it comes to tourism, especially in December. And so I can agree with you on a level and also disagree, because the experience built around that was what actually got them to come in their numbers. I remember when the celebrities Michael Blackson and them were coming down, they were not coming down just because they had to just return home. I mean, the concept was come back home, year of return, and it was pushed even in Nigeria as well. But why did they choose Ghana? Why did they want to come to Ghana? It was because of events like Afrochella, all these events that were heavily publicized and promoted outside Ghana. And so I do think something more than just the year of return had strong grips on ensuring that we had the numbers we had in the year 2019. Of course, the beginning of all this we see now. Just to continue, in the COVID year, things took a nosedive a bit, obviously because the world was restricted from moving. 2021, there was a little bit of recovery globally. The revenue numbers dropped from the billions into the millions. In 2022, after the COVID pandemic was eased a bit, lockdown was out of the way, it started growing again. 2023, 3.81 billion globally from world tourism. 2024, it went up. This year, Ghana alone, if I will take you through, because the figures for the tourism revenue aren't out yet. What I can bank on is the numbers that are coming in and the number of events and improvements that have been made in the economy when it comes to tourism. And so if that answers your question, I think I would just hold on to the facts as we move forward. I believe my brother Abiodun will add his comments as well.
Abiodun, in terms of the key events that brings in the numbers, what can you tell us? What are they? Where are they usually centered? Is it in Lagos? Is it in Abuja? Is it in the rural areas? What can you tell us?
For Nigeria here, Lagos is like where the vibe is. Although there are a couple of other secondary other states where people go to just relieve from the stress of Lagos. And I will tell you for a fact this year, Lagos was so packed full this year that people were moving closer to places like Ibadan, Abuja, Ibadan is just like, if you always drive to Lagos, Ogun State, just to have a sense of what Dirty December is. And currently this year, our statistics is not yet out, but Nigeria is doing and still doing fairly well at this festive season, especially considering the economic pressures that the country is facing. Lagos in particular was building this particular year, and it's still building. Flights are full. We did a podcast sometimes last week where we talked about, the cost of transportation in Nigeria and how high it was. So let's tell you, hotels also were fully booked at time, and you can see traffic itself told its own stories that things are really going on in the country. So most of these activities actually host in Lagos, in terms of concerts, in terms of short music in semi urban communities. In terms of hotels, accommodations, air flights, and local economies are also right very well, having their sales.
So both of you have agreed that the Dirty December indeed brings in some kind of revenue, whether it is in Ghana or in Nigeria. I mean, you can talk about the food industry, music, clothing, and just business in general. I'll throw this question out so that which of you can answer will take it. Do you think that we are raking in the maximum benefit from this end of year party?
Yes, we're making the most out of it. And so last week, I got the opportunity of sitting with the deputy CEO of the Ghana Tourism Authority. And when they do the breakdown for you, December in Ghana, the craze, the rave, the global attention Ghana in particular is receiving is being used, it's being put into good use. Local tourism is a business that is really growing. People are getting more into providing or provision of accommodation. People are getting into real estate, rentals for Airbnbs. People are now buying cars to get into ride hailing services. The country gets a lot of spend when it comes to people who visit the country during December and then around the activities, linked to December in Ghana, of course, Dirty December. Now, top spending areas, according to GTA, one is accommodation, about 33.34% of the total revenue gained from tourism in December comes through accommodation, entertainment, and recreation. So all these events that are curated, that through Afrofutures, the taste, the cultures, all the different concerts held by the various artists. So Black Sharif has his own concert, Sarkodie has his concert, Medical has his concert, Shatawale, Stoneboy did an impeccable job with his concert recently, Kweku Smoke. All these are big names who are making a lot of waves around the world. And so they create their own shows during December and rake in about 17% of the total revenue. And then the rest lies with food and beverage. The food business is booming in Ghana. You can't drive 2 kilometers without coming across a new restaurant. I think, Ajua, if you've visited Ghana recently, you attest to this. Everybody is basically getting into food business. We have corporates getting into side businesses just to set up food businesses. So Ghana as a country and as an economy is really positioning itself right to take advantage of this. I think with the track record we've had since 2019, a lot of people have really benefited from this. And so to answer your question, yes, we're really taking advantage of it. And through this too, we're selling Ghana to the rest of the world, because a lot of people who come here are going back to the US to sell Ghana. They're going back to Europe. I was in the US in October, and I was amazed at the number of people who would ask me, oh, is this event happening? Is this event selling their tickets when you tell them you are from Ghana? It tells you, it only tells you the amount of, you know, information and brand exports we're doing as an economy. So, yes, just to confirm what you said, we're really taking advantage of, you know, this 30 December and December in Ghana, you know, festivities, of course, around December.
Let me stay with you a while, Erskine. We have heard the authorities in Ghana talk about the fact that they don't want the term dirty to be associated with the entire December in Ghana celebration. What do you make of this?
I think that was quite an unfortunate statement. It was the head of the Diaspora Affairs who made that comment. And I think from where I sit, it was a personal comment that was made. He said he's not a huge fan. And just a little backstory on this particular comments. KOD, Kofi Otredako, is a seasoned broadcaster. He's before he was actually appointed as the head of the Diaspora Affairs, he wasn't events himself. He actually has Rhythms on the Runway, one of the biggest, one of the flagship events for December, as a matter of fact. Now, I think his term and his comments stemmed from the pressure, you know, it brought to, you know, the country, and the fact that people naturally linked it to the word dirty, that is D-I-R-T-Y. I think personal comments he made, none of that he said was issued by the Ghana Tourism Authority. None of what he said was issued by the Diaspora Affairs. It's a personal comment he made, and as I said, it's quite unfortunate, a statement, but that doesn't represent what the country feels about Dirty December. I still stand on the point that the word was coined by a Ghanaian. It was just made popular in Nigeria, and then we took it back and then institutionalized it and restructured it into a business that is now taking charge of December as an economy and opening, you know, eyes from the world to different sectors under the scope of tourism in Ghana people wouldn't have known in the past. And so it's rather unfortunate. It does not mean the country doesn't like the word Dirty December. It's still ours. As much as we're having December in Ghana, it is Dirty December still. The Dirty December is the atmosphere it creates, but the entire concept, the entire, you know, business and the entire structure built out of this is what we call December in Ghana now.
Abiodun, I have seen a lot of social media discussions. I mean, whenever this comes up, you hear people say that Ghana usually starts things, Nigeria takes it and makes it better. Is that what the feeling is really like on the ground? I mean, you have been speaking to some people. What have they been telling you about Dirty December?
Yeah. Basically, Nigeria takes agency of Dirty December, like ownership of Dirty December. So almost everyone I spoke to on the streets also alluded to that, that Dirty December is a Nigerian thing. Not even, it's not something to even rival with Ghana. It's something that we invented and we coined, and it is our own. That's basically what people are telling me on the streets. And when you look at how rich it has become in Nigeria, you know, apart from the fact that we're talking about parties, that is mostly for Lagos. We also have, you know, carnivals in places like Calabar, and also, you know, places like Ibadan, Abeokuta offer a kind of cultural and quiet, you know, getaway. So for many Nigerians, it is beyond just the coinage of the word Dirty December, and with how we've taken it over the year, and how, you know, important it is for international artists to start coming into Nigeria as a result of Dirty December. I mean, for many Nigeria, and just like what they told me while on the field, it's a Nigerian team, we hone it, and don't even have to wifi with Ghana about where it comes from.
If there's one thing I am sure about is that this debate is never going to end. ever, just like jollof rice and how it has dragged for years. But anyways, let me come back to you, Erskine. In terms of making Dirty December better, what do you think is the role of government? You know, and I want you to tackle this holistically, not just as a Ghana thing, but as an African thing. What can African governments do to make the most out of this tourism drive?
So I think it's something that falls very heavy when it comes to planning for an economy. Tourism plays a key role, and I would want to state holistically, like you said, the government has started, and I'd want to also commend our previous government, the New Patriotic Party, for, you know, helping Ghana's December take shape. The NDC is also doing a great job continuing where they left off. I think we need to just amplify more, do a little bit more investment in promoting what we do as an economy throughout the year. I'd say this because it's stuff that are being done already. When you take the fiscal year, the Ghana Tourism Authority, through its department, and of course, under the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, focuses so much on ensuring that the entire year is really amplified. And so Ghana, unlike other countries, has themes for every single month. There's Cocoa Month, there's Made in Ghana Month. We celebrate Kwame Nkrumah, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. We celebrate several cultural holidays. We have different, you know, tribes celebrating their festivals, which are heavily attended by people from the diaspora and locally as well. All these things are being institutionalized. So now there are different departments under the government, and they are constantly also expanding their reach on what is certified, you know, to operate under the business scope of tourism as well. I believe more of these things should be done. They also should be able to ease things up for the private sector as well, and then step in and basically regulate pricing on a lot of things. Now, what you see with the trends, with the revenue that comes in, the percentage that goes to accommodation, tells you how much focus goes on there. But then things are priced however people like, you know. I mean, I have a lot of properties to use as accommodation, so I price my things my own way. But I believe in ensuring that we make December in Ghana better. We can try and then get in. The government should get in and try and regulate some of these prices and ensure that there are governing rules beyond what already exists under the scope of tourism to further accommodate the influx of people coming in. The numbers are constantly growing. As I speak to you, Delta Airline has introduced another direct flight from ATL. Now, you don't have to fly from ATL to New York before you come to Ghana because of the inflow of people coming in, you know. So a lot is happening. Things are growing. All these events that are happening, the different structures of events that are cropping up by the day, the numerous, you know, sectors that are opening up under December in Ghana are growing. And so it definitely demands a lot of work. So basically, they need to double up on whatever they're doing in amplifying what has to be done, in structuring things well, in ensuring that the people are protected in this by regulating certain things that fall under the scope of, you know, tourism. That's basically what I think should be done.
Very well. What better way to end the discussion than on this note? Thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
Welcome, Ajua. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me too.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Well, we hit the streets to ask some Nigerians what they think about Dirty December.
I think a lot of people will agree that it is Nigeria, owing to the fact that a lot of international artists travel down to Nigeria for celebration.
The term Dirty December actually came up from Nigerians, actually, and the music, the culture, especially in Lagos, December period or season is when every other person, everybody come, people come all over the world back to Nigeria, Lagos to be precise.
The origin of the word in itself was a concert by Mr. Easy, I think in 2016, thereabout, and it was to be in Lagos. And that was like the origin of Dirty December, Dirty December, Dirty December. So I do not think we can now say that it is owned by another country. I mean, when we are talking about the copyright of the word, we can debate if Easy, because I once listened to Easy's podcast where he was talking about the fact that he had the word Dirty December or the phrase Dirty December copyrighted. Basically about Nigeria, I believe Nigeria owns the experience, because the entire experience stems from that. And we started taking, as our music started going international, we started bringing some of these experiences home little by little, little by little, until it's become like a full-blown experience of Nigerians in diaspora trying to come back to Nigeria in December to just, you know, chill and relax.
One thing is clear. Dirty December will keep fueling this friendly rivalry between Ghana and Nigeria. But beyond the competition, what matters most is that both countries and Africa as a whole benefit, whether through tourism, trade, new partnerships, or simply by celebrating together, everyone stands to gain. So how can these nations make the most of this vibrant, lucrative season? Share your thoughts with us on DW Africa Facebook page, listen on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. I am Achua Tinkrama Domina. Many thanks for listening and have yourself a refreshing new year.
DW, made for minds.